Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Well, happy Friday to you. We're just inching up on 9 minutes after 9 o'clock on this Friday morning, the 11th day of April. It is also National Pet Day. And Mello is here with me this morning. Mello, you don't have pets, right? Not counting your children. No? Okay. We're just trying to figure the buttons out over there. So what happens is, Mello only uses that studio a couple times a week, and, many people use that studio during the course of the week. Are you here yet, Mello?
I'm here.
Yeah, there she is.
Thank you. That was weird. We had a call saying they were going to be on the show, but I don't know who it is, and I haven't switched the lines over.
Okay. You're right. Yeah, they are. I am going to have for just maybe 5 or 10 minutes one of the singers of a band that's coming on Monday. So if you can. Yeah.
Okay. They just hung up, so I told them just to hold one
okay,
second.
Okay, someone just called back. I think I've got it.
Can you get it? Thank you.
Yeah, let me make sure. Are you there with us?
Yeah, I am. I'm looping in Dean Sams from Lone Star.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, you're welcome. Give me 1 second.
Okay. Yeah, so on Monday night at the Washington County Fair, the band Lone Star will be. Are you there, Sam? Not yet. Okay. On Monday, the band Lone Star will be performing at the Washington County Fair. And Mello, I bought tickets to go to that. I'm pretty excited.
I got tickets, too.
Now, I have other tickets to other events going on during the week in the fair, but the Lone Star is so popular, they're like, sorry, we can't give you any tickets to Lone Star. So, but I do have, I'm going to be giving away some Lee Greenwood tickets, some tickets to the Patriotic Show with the... with Nate Pacheco and the pageant later on in the week, the patriotic pageant later on in the week. So
fantastic. Yeah, I'm excited for Lone Star.
Sam, are you with us yet? No? All right. She's still trying to get him on the line. But
I'm here. This is Dean.
Oh, Dean. Okay. Dean, sorry. Dean, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
I appreciate you coming on. I know your schedule is crazy. You guys are traveling all over the country and, you know, trying to talk to us silly radio people and stuff. But, boy, I'm sure looking forward to your show, which will be here on Monday night here in Washington County. Tell us a little bit about yourself and Lone Star.
Well, hang on. First of all, you're giving away tickets. I heard you say that.
I don't have any to your show. they said Lone Star is so studly and popular that we got tickets everybody else except those guys, but I am going. I will be there.
That's going to be fun. It's going to be a blast. Well, for those that don't know, I'm Dean Sams. I'm the founding member of Lone Star, and put us together. We've been doing this for over 33 years. I can't believe it, because I don't even think I'm 33 yet. We've been rocking it for a long time. We've had a lot of hits over the years, 10 number one songs and 22 top tens. And, we've sold over 10.5 million records, and we're still going at a high level. I feel like this show that we're putting out on the road this year is by far the best show we put out, for the first time in our career. We figured out a way to put all 10 of those number one songs in the show.
Nice.
It's just a great, great night of music. So we really look forward to coming out and seeing all y'all.
Now, Dean, I'm curious, and you maybe get asked this, but there are songs, you know, for you, maybe your biggest song, Amazed, but there are songs that you have to play at every show, and you play them over and over and over again. And I know you're grateful to that song that helped you achieve your life's goals, but also, do you get kind of sick of some of those things?
Well, what's interesting is, I do pretty much love everything that we get to play each night. I'll give you a little funny anecdote or something that went on early in our career. So before we cut Mr. Mom, I heard, you know, that it was something we were going to do, and I was not happy about it. I went into our record label head's office and like, what are we doing? Why are we cutting this song? I don't understand. I mean, I don't get it. And, you know, it's going to make us one step away from the Wiggles. Nobody's going to like this song and all this stuff. And, you know, but I'm man enough to admit when I was wrong, because every single night when we go into this song, the crowd immediately starts screaming.
Yeah.
And they stand up and they sing every word of it. And it's always, it never fails. So when it happens each and every night, I look over at our guitar player across the way on stage, and we kind of shrug our shoulders, and who knew?
Yeah, who knew? And I got to tell you, Dean, just on a personal note, back in the mid to late 90s, I got fired from my job, and my wife and I got together. We had a couple of little kids, and we got together, and I said, honey, how would you like to get a job, and I'll stay home with the kids? And she kind of looked at me like, well, I don't know. I think the idea was, can you handle it? And not too long after that, your song, Mr. Mom, came out, and I was Mr. Mom for a while. I was the one finding the melted crayons and trying to do the laundry and stuff like that. Your song was very inspirational to me, though.
Well, I love that. I had no clue that it would be the hit that it is. So, you know, hey, I'm man enough to admit I was wrong. And now each and every night, the song that I was like, oh, I can't believe we're cutting it. I mean, I get a big kick out of it every night because, you know, to see, you know, some of the biggest, burliest dudes out there singing every word to this thing. So it's a fun little deal each night.
All right, tell us a little bit more about Amazed. This is your biggest song. It was a crossover hit. I think a lot of people maybe hadn't, you know, not non-country fans hadn't heard of Lone Star until Amazed crossed over into the pop charts and was this amazing hit, and no pun intended there, and was really just huge.
Well, it was. You know, when we cut Amazed, we knew it was a great song. And the biggest thing we've learned over the years is, fans like to put us up on this pedestal and like we're different than they are. And we laugh, we cry, we bleed, we do all the things that everybody does. You know, we're no different. And so we've kind of looked at music. If it moves us and makes us feel a certain way, there's a pretty good chance that it's going to resonate with a lot of other people. And so we knew we loved Amazed, and thought it would, you know, really connect with people. But even as big a dreamers as we are, we couldn't have dreamed it would do what it did, because it was a 9-week number one on the country chart. And as you just mentioned, crossed over the pop chart, spent 2 weeks at number one. And it's just, it's a song that I think, was so big because it says what every guy would like to say to that significant other.
It's true.
And, you know, but sometimes we're just not great at saying how we feel. We know how we feel, but like getting it across in words isn't always the easiest for us. And so I think it says what every guy wants to say. And I think it says what every girl wants to hear. And, for that reason, I think is why it was such a big hit. And it did do that, what you just mentioned. It brought over so many fans that to country music that never would have listened to it prior. Mm-hmm. And they were like, man, if I love that, what else is there in country music?
Yeah.
And even though it made a lot of people mad at us for a minute, I'd even heard there was a song called Murder on Music Row, and I'd heard a rumor that was written about us, that we were killing country music with our song Amazed. But I've talked to so many fans over the years that have said, hey, you know, I'd never listened to country music before. I heard your song on this station or that station. And then I just started digging into y'all's other music and then other artists. And now I'm a huge country music fan. So I'm very proud. Me and the rest of the guys in the band, we're very proud of that.
Now, tell us a little bit about the makeup of your band in 2025. Now, you mentioned you're a founding member. How many founding members of the band are still in?
Well, I'm the founding member. That just means I put the band together. And then we've got Michael Britt. He's one of the best guitar players you're ever going to hear. I call him the sound of Lone Star. I mean, he is just incredible. Keach Rainwater's our drummer. Drew Womack's our lead singer. And then we have a fifth guy on stage that he's not in any of the pictures or anything because Lone Star is the four of us, Drew, Michael, Keach, and myself. But our bass player, he's been with us 15 years, and he's definitely part of the family. His name's Robbie, and Robbie Wilson. So that's the lineup you'll see on stage, and it's by far, like I said, the best show we've put out on the road.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it. Mello, did you have a question you wanted to ask before we... Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the show. I'll be there. It is Monday night here in... well, it's actually in Hurricane, technically, but in Washington County at the county fair. And, Dean, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us today.
Oh, my pleasure. And we go on at 8 o'clock. If you haven't decided to come out yet, I don't know what you're waiting on. It is going to be one of the best shows you see this year, not... because I say it's us, but I mean, it really is a great show. We love to interact with the crowd, and I can go ahead and tell anybody that is coming already, the louder you are, the longer we play. So let's make it a great night. It's going to be fun.
I will remember that. Thank you, Dean.
All right, we'll see y'all soon.
Thank you. See
you on Monday. Yeah, Lone Star in concert Monday night. Yeah. The show's at 8, so there are those of us who get up very early in the morning, Mello, that, 8 o'clock. We want them to go long, obviously. We want the concert to keep going and going and going. But, at about 10:30, I turn into a pumpkin. So if it goes much longer than that. Although, if they haven't played Amazed yet at 10:30, I'm going to be screaming for Amazed, baby, because that is their my favorite. It's one of those songs, and people that don't know the song I'm talking about, the song is called Amazed. It's by Lone Star. Phenomenal song that crossed over from the country. It was number one in country and then went number one on the pop charts. It's one of those songs that will make it, if somebody said name your top 10 favorite songs of all time, Amazed by Lone Star is on the list, on a lot of people's lists, because that's how good that song really is. So
yeah,
Lone Star in concert Monday night. And again, I apologize, I don't have tickets to Lone Star. I do have tickets for some of the other events that we're going to be giving away on this show in the next few days, today and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But Lone Star, you're gonna have to buy them. I bought mine. Very rarely will I pay for a concert, but this time I'm like, I'm going.
I got some.
Did you get some?
I won't tell you how, but I did get some. I have several, and I'm taking several people with me. It'll be fun. I'm excited.
Wait, you got free ones?
I never said free, but I do. Okay. I did get some, and I'm excited. It's going to be a great night.
It's going to be a great night. Lone Star, again, you think of some of their songs, Maybe Someday, Mr. Mom, If It Wasn't For You, Amazed, of course, When Cowboys Didn't Dance, and Eric Dodge might take exception to that one because he's a cowboy and he likes to dance. But, they're going to get up there and talk to you and hang out with you and play your favorite songs.
I do have the first bit of Amazed. If you want me to play it, I can.
Well, I...
You got it?
Yeah, I guess if it's less than 30
seconds. It's less than 30 seconds. Yeah. You got it. Just so they can remember.
There it is, yeah.
Inside me is almost more than I can take.
Well, it's kind of like Dean was saying too, that it's one of those songs that every guy feels that way about if they're in love with a woman, and every woman wants to hear.
It's a romantic song. Did you play that at your wedding?
No, it wasn't out when I got married.
Oh, okay.
I've been married 37 years. They weren't even a band yet when I got married.
Oh, it was 33 years. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's a long time. Congratulations.
Yeah. So anyway, but and there, when that Mr. Mom song came out and I was Mr. Mom at the time, I was like, yeah, this is perfect.
And there was a movie that came out around the same time, which was Mr. Mom.
Mr. Mom. That was Michael Keaton, if I recall.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I never saw that movie.
You didn't?
I didn't.
You should have. You probably didn't want your life reenacted in front of you.
Well, yeah, and I don't, I mean, I'm sure it was all, the whole movie was about how terrible a mom he makes. I don't know.
No.
I didn't see it.
No. It was him appreciating his wife.
That, for sure, that is something that needs to happen for sure. So there were a couple of headlines I wanted to get to today and talk about. Oh, did you hear about this awful story about these parents that got arrested for neglecting their child St. George?
I read the headline this morning.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'll read the news story. Two parents in St. George are facing child endangerment charges after their toddler was found wandering outside alone. Reports say reports from the neighbors say this is a common occurrence. So police were called where they discovered the two-year-old by himself outside and asleep in the house were James Elroy Nielsen and Adriana Hammond. reportedly under the influence of drugs and or alcohol. They also found, so the cops, once they took him, arrested him, they searched the house. They found drugs, drug paraphernalia. They found another child, a six-year-old, and as well as firearms, guns, and also a crossbow.
No.
All in this house with these little kids while the parents were unconscious.
Passed out. That's so sad. That little 6-year old. Oh gosh, too.
Yeah. The whole, it's pretty heartbreaking. And, you know, we talk a lot about the show. Earlier in the week, we were talking about cell phones and the responsibility of parents to set limits to parent, right? I mean, if you're going to be a parent, and unfortunately, this is a sad thing about life, becoming a parent is actually very easy. You know, having a child is, it happens, unfortunately. Being an actual parent, actually parenting your child is not easy. It takes work and effort, and a lot of people just aren't up for it.
Yeah.
And that's very sad. And I, you know, we talk about these two that got arrested. Apparently, they're not up for being parents.
No.
Sober. When my kids, and it was a local elementary school, but when my kids were young, they went to this local elementary school, and my daughters, especially toward the end, we were in the minority of parents who actually parented their kids. I'd go to these events and I'd see these parents and they're barely kids themselves, and they, you know, you could tell they had, some bad habits. Let me put it that way. And I just thought to myself, do they not understand how important it is to parent your child? You know, when you come home and you're tired from work and your kid says, "Hey, you want to have a catch, or do you want to play a game with me, or do you want to just chat or whatever?" That kid is reaching out. That kid wants to share with you what's going on in their lives. And I know you're kind of having a revival experience with this youngest child of yours, because he's so much younger than all your other children. And of course he's a son of your current husband. And I'm guessing that you're going through a kind of a second parenthood right now.
Yeah. And I've done that three times because I'm not very good at math, I guess. So I've done this several times, and every time it's kind of fun to have like a little young kid around. You know, it kind of keeps me young.
And a little do-over, right? What did I do wrong with this last one? Let me see if I can fix that with this one, right? Yeah. Although the older you get, the tireder you get, too.
I am not going to lie. I am really tired. It's been 31 years of raising children.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, and I've had a teenager for, I think, 13 years. I've had a teenager in the house. And I will have one for another, like, 15 years.
Well, yeah, because you have a 15-year-old right now, right?
Yeah, and
by the time she hits 20, Maddox will be 13 or something.
I've done the math. Yeah, So, but I think boy teenagers, in my experience, were easier than girl teenagers.
Yeah, that's what we found too. Yeah. I raised three boys and two girls. I agree with you. So,
yeah, it's tiring work, and it's great to have a team, like a partner, to help you with that. And for part of that, I didn't have one, and I can see how that was harder for my girls that were without a father.
Everybody says boys need a dad. Well, you know what? Girls need a dad, too.
Girls need a dad, too. Yeah. And it's been really hard. And I think that's part of their struggle, too, with the mental health and stuff, is filling in those holes that we're missing, you know, with another parent. And it's sad.
Yeah, I agree. A couple of other local news items I wanted to mention before we go to weather break here. Have you heard of Collision Cam? You know, you probably have.
Yep, I have the app.
So they have cameras throughout. It's actually 13 cities in Utah. So basically the larger cities in Utah, one of them is St. George. And the idea is they pretty much have cameras rolling at all the intersections that are prone to accidents. They have cameras rolling 24/7 at all those intersections. And this is what I like. Number one, it's a business and they had to put some money out, but they're offering video footage to drivers who maybe are you know, trying to figure out what happened, absolutely free. Now, having said that, if you hire a lawyer and you're trying to, you know, get some money out of it, and I'm not saying you don't have a right to it, you know, if you were hit or whatever, but once you hire a lawyer, that they do charge for that footage. So it's not, it doesn't stay free. But if you were just maybe a he said, she said kind of fender bender type thing, that Collision Cam is this incredible service.
Right. And it's not on any city land. It's on privately owned land is really also what I've heard.
I did not know that.
So when you see them, that's kind of why they're off a little bit not like right on the corner like of St. George City. They're like in the business parking lot, or they're over on the other side. They're not on the city.
I know our boss met with them, and he was pretty excited about the service. In fact, you'll probably hear, if you hear public service announcement on KDXU, one of them is for Collision Cam, because, you know, again, offering the footage for free is a pretty cool deal.
And on Instagram, they post them.
Yeah.
So you can see them on posts.
One other thing, the you know that viral video of the biker riding down the stairs?
I didn't ever watch it yet. I forgot.
Oh, you haven't seen it? Yeah, well... Apparently, that was illegal. There was a posted sign, no bikes, skateboards, et cetera, et cetera. And so even though it was kind of a cool video, it was not legal. And fortunately, it looked like to me, I don't know for sure, I wasn't there, but it looked like to me they had someone at the bottom that said, don't go on this side of the railing because we're going to have guys coming down on bikes. So they at least made it not quite as dangerous for other people. Now, if they'd have crashed, it would have been dangerous for them because there was no soft landing there.
No.
But,
ouch. But,
and talking with the city council people and other people who do the Dragon's Tail, there is a sign. This is no bikes.
No bikes.
So
that's a dangerous thing to do.
How do you feel about, this fascinates me, by the way, and I don't want to get too much into it because we do have a weather break coming up, but you can actually, say you're driving down the freeway and this dude's whipping out in and out of traffic and kind of dangerous, reckless driving.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually call the police and he can be charged if you'll agree to testify against whoever that is.
Okay.
No police saw him do anything reckless, only you, a citizen, saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a trend now of people doing illegal things and posting videos about it.
Oh, okay.
Whether they're speeding or driving recklessly, or in this case, this guy going down the stairs where there's a posted sign that says, you know, no bikes. And so how do you feel about, someone getting in trouble based on what someone else saw or what you posted your own video on?
I do know that people have been in trouble with immigration based on things they've posted.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I think if you're going to post something, you're subjecting yourself to that scrutiny.
I agree.
So I think that's okay. So I think if you're in I'm really glad I grew up when I grew up because there's no video footage of anything I did. So I feel pretty good about that decision.
Well, you know, and there are people that say, come on, he rode his bikes down. It's a city policy. It's not really a law. Well, it actually is a law. But, or come on, how can one citizen, I mean, you know, reckless driving is a perception thing. If I see a guy who passes and I think it's unsafe the way he's passing, how could the police even write a citation based on my opinion? So I could see people saying, well, you know, that you really shouldn't happen. But then you start getting into where do you draw the line? If you post a video of you doing something violent or you taking drugs or, maybe somebody else has a video of you hitting someone upside the head, you know, in a public place
or stealing
something. Mm-hmm. At some point you have to figure out where to draw the line. And right now the line is if you do something illegal, no matter how little it is, you could get in trouble.
I guess that's true. It kind of like reminds me, I don't remember if you guys remember the movie Minority Report.
I remember it.
So it's like,
was that the one where they knew the crime was going to happen and would stop you before you did it?
Right, and arrest you for the thought of the crime, like the potential of the crime. And this is a little different because it's after the fact and you've posted it. But I don't know. It just kind of reminds me of like, there is a line, but where is that line?
Yeah, no, good point. And that movie actually brought into a lot of ethical questions. For instance, if someone, you know, maybe almost causes you to wreck, maybe you have to slam on your brake or whatever. What are your thoughts right away about that other person? It may not be I want to kill them, but it may be, man, they need to be smacked upside the head or something.
Right.
What if the Minority Report people came and arrested you for thinking that?
Right.
Even though you wouldn't ever actually do it.
Right. Yeah. No, and that's the question, right? But I think it's so hard. I don't think the guys that went down the stairs should get a ticket, but I think maybe a warning. You know what I mean? Maybe a warning for something like that.
That actually is a perfect segue into what we're going to talk about after we come back about the law, ignorance of the law versus flouting the law and ignoring it on purpose or not knowing about the law. What kind of punishment should there be attached to someone if they break a law they didn't know was against the law?
Right. There's a lot of dumb laws.
Yeah. and there's a lot of dumb people. We'll check weather. We'll be back here in about 4 minutes.
All the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, just like you like them. You're waking up with the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Well, good morning to you. Thanks to Dean Stams from Lone Star for coming on our last segment for a few minutes and talking about Monday's concert that we're going to, Mello and I. And apparently he told us, he said, the louder you are, the longer we play. So keep that in mind if you're going to Lone Star this weekend. Are you going to be loud? Am I going to hear you? Are you going to be like screaming?
Yeah, I love Lone Star. I'm excited.
It's a good band. It's you know, somebody said, well, you must be a country fan, right? I like country music, but I don't, I'm not like, if I turn the radio station on, it would not be on a country, it would be on classic rock.
I love country. I love classic rock too, but I love country more.
So, so I'm not saying I don't like country. I'm just saying it, you know, that's not first choice for me. Mm-hmm. But back in the 80s, man, you were like George Strait and Randy Travis and Alabama and the Oak Ridge Boys. Mm-hmm. And all, oh, man, that country music then was the bomb.
I love that. Good. I still listen to that stuff.
Yeah, I agree. Good stuff. And Lone Star, not long after that. They were in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, to me, an anthem of my life, Lone Star's Mr. Mom, because I was Mr. Mom for quite some time. And then Amaze, that song there is Amaze that you played a little piece of a few minutes ago. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Great, great song. All right, let's get into this a little bit, and we'll get Mello's opinion, and I'll offer mine as well. Okay, so imagine, let me think of an example here. Say you have a 3 or 4 year old, right? Mm-hmm. And you have a policy in your home that 3 or 4 year olds, well, none of your children are allowed to, I don't know, go take cookies out of the cupboard anytime they want. They have to ask if they want a treat, right? Mm-hmm. Well, you have this 3 or 4 year old that goes and gets cookies all the time, and so you start spanking him without actually telling him that policy. That doesn't seem fair, right? I mean, you can't punish a child that they didn't know they were doing something wrong, right? I mean,
right.
Yeah. What about if we apply that now to an adult and you break a law that you didn't know was a law? For instance, a lot of times you'll go to a foreign country and they'll have some kind of weird, no crossing the street except in. I know that's jaywalking and that's a law here, but we kind of ignore it here. But
right.
You're not out, allowed out after a certain time of night or whatever, and you get arrested and they say, "Hey, you're breaking the law," and you say, "What law? I have no idea what you're talking about." So, do you deserve to be punished for a law that you didn't know existed?
I guess. I think maybe like 40 years ago that I could see that be more of an argument. But I think with the internet and how easy it is to find out what the laws are, that if I was traveling abroad, I would maybe do a little due diligence and see if they had any weird laws. I know the military, when they send them into different areas, because my ex-husband was a colonel in the military, they would brief them before about the local area.
Yeah,
and kind of let them know. Sense. So I think it's probably easy enough to find that information that you probably should know.
Now, I thought of an example. I had a friend who went to Hawaii. This was, 20 years ago, maybe 30. Anyway, he went to Hawaii, and the area, they spent some money, got a beach house, stayed in a beach house. Well, one day, it was late afternoon, one of those giant sea turtles came on shore right in front of their beach house. Well, my friend was like, hey, let's, I mean, it's the thing was here. I mean, we're talking about, 6 foot in diameter. I mean, it was big. And he's like, hey, that might be fine. It's kind of fun to climb on this thing. So he climbed on top of the sea turtle and it was moving slowly, but it was moving. And he thought, this is kind of cool. I'm riding on a sea turtle. How many people can say in their life they rode on a sea turtle?
Did he get a video?
That was 30 years ago. So probably not. I didn't see a video. He just told me about it. But, when he first told me the story maybe 10 years ago, I said, you know that's illegal, right? And he goes, what's illegal? I said, in Hawaii, it's against the law to ride on a sea turtle. You can't do that. That's a no-no. And he's like, really? He said, it's funny because one of the local natives came by and yelled at me and told me to get off the turtle. But I thought he was just being a jerk. I didn't really think much about it. And I said, yeah, it's it's totally illegal. We went down to Poipu Beach on Kauai, mm-hmm. and there are signs. Now, Poipu means Turtle Beach. But there are signs because there are sea turtles everywhere. Do not ride on. It's against the law to disturb the wildlife to ride on the sea turtles. And he did not know that. Now, he didn't get caught. And there's no video. He didn't get arrested, anything like that. But he didn't know that that was against the law. And so when someone came and yelled at him, he just thought the person was being a jerk. And now, if you look back on it, he probably wouldn't have done it. Had there been a sign or he'd known the policy that's against the law, he probably wouldn't have done it.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah, you don't always look up everything, like, because that's something you wouldn't, like, look up for the customs of Hawaii.
Let me read, there's a story on Free Man's Perspective by Paul Rosenberg. Let me read, kind of give you his perspective on this. He said, everyone who has children or even nieces and nephews understands that if you have to warn a child, that you have to warn a child before punishing them. If not, you teach a child a rash of bad lessons. Here are the lessons you're teaching. Number one, punishment can rain down upon you at any time with no warning. Number two, the world can't be predicted. Number three, there are two kinds of people, those who order and punish and those who obey or suffer.
Mm.
The line, number four, the line between what is punished and what is not is unknown. And number five, trying new things brings you shame and pain.
Mm.
So you're teaching some pretty negative stuff to the kids if you punish them for stuff they didn't know was not right. Now, that being said, a little kid, a two-year-old, a three-year-old is not going to know. And the example I give, we lived on Center Street in Logan. My little two-and-a-half-year-old son ran out into the street. I grabbed him, scooped him up, spanked his bottom, and said, don't do that. Mm. He didn't know that running out into Center Street in Logan would harm him because he was 2 years old. He had no idea that a car could come and kill him.
Right.
Me as the dad, it was my job, and I probably should have taught him sooner, but at that point, I really needed to drum home to him, you don't do this. And I couldn't say to him, hey, don't do this because you might die. I said, you don't do this, you know, because this is a no-no. And later on, I explained to him, and it was explained to him, you know, running out into the street is a dangerous thing. But he didn't know that at the time.
Know? Yeah, what do you do?
And so, you know, to contradict Paul Rosenberg a little bit, sometimes you have to enforce a punishment, enforce a rule, a law, for the safety of the child. Having said that, though, imagine teaching your children, when you punish them, that if they didn't know the rule, that, you know, trying new things brings you shame and punishment.
Mm-hmm.
You're just teaching your kid to never try new things, aren't you?
Yeah, I can see that now, yeah.
Yeah. And you're teaching your child the line between what is good, what is punishable, and what is not punishable. I don't know where it is.
Yeah. Right. It's hard because there's so many things little kids are learning.
Yeah.
One thing I've learned is, like, when you're teaching a kid something, if you get down on their level, like right eye to eye with them and kind of talk to them and explain it, then it's not so overpowering. And like, I'm the person in power and you're the little person, just like right on their level and kind of explain, say, hey, this is why we don't do this, because you're not going to be safe if you do that. Just a little kinder.
A few years ago, I was privy to an accident reconstruction. I had a friend who was part of it I wasn't part of the investigation, but I was a part because a dump truck had run into a car and killed a woman.
Mm.
And I got talking with the guy. I said, so what happened? And he said, well, the brakes failed on the truck. Which is awful, obviously. You know, the truck went through an intersection because the brakes failed, T-boned a woman and killed her.
Oh.
Terrible, terrible thing. This was up in Orem.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, why would the brakes fail? Because, I mean, you that just doesn't happen, right? I mean, come on. And he said, well, here's the thing. And later on, by the way, the woman's family filed a lawsuit against the trucking company.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, what happened was the driver... Maybe the driver's responsible for knowing that the brakes were not good, but you said, honestly, the driver gets in his dump truck, you know, having received that truck from the auto pool, the mechanics, that it is sound and good and ready to go.
Right.
And so that poor driver, he gets in the truck and he's driving along State Street at 40 miles an hour and the light changes and he pushes on the brake and nothing happens.
Mm.
So who's at fault here? Is it the mechanic that thought the brakes would last longer? Is it the driver that didn't check and make sure? Is it the company that didn't have some kind of hard and fast policy about, you know, making the brakes be up to date?
Mm-hmm. I'd say the company.
Yeah, I mean, how that driver, the driver of that dump truck felt terrible.
Yeah, he had to live with that.
Yeah, he has to live with the fact that the truck he was driving killed a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I'm sure, and this was, like I said, more than a decade ago, I'm sure he's now living through all the regrets of what could I have done different? What if I'd have tried to swerve better? What if I'd have downshifted the, you know, right. It all happened in a split second. It all mm-hmm. happened, you know, light changes, push on the brake, nothing there. So there was really, in my mind, and I told my friend this, who was part of the accident reconstruction, I said, there's really not a lot he could have done, is there?
Mm-mm.
And my friend was like, yeah, there wasn't time to do anything else. But at the same time, that poor driver, the rest of his life is going to be like, man, I killed a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mean to. I didn't want to, but it happened.
Right.
So I don't know whatever happened with that lawsuit. I think you're probably right. The trucking company. And, you know, and you start peeling back the layers. Did that mechanic who thought the brakes would last longer, or maybe he had too much going that day and didn't have time to do those brakes and just rubber stamp the truck? Or, I mean, we don't know. How does he feel guilty? Does he feel terrible? Maybe,
right.
Probably.
Right. It's hard when there's a death involved. There's.
Actually, you know, now that I'm searching my memory banks, I do remember the lawsuit was settled and the company was ordered to pay millions of dollars, mm-hmm. but the company didn't have millions of dollars and they declared bankruptcy.
Oh, no. What happens when that happens?
Well, the people, that they don't get the money.
They don't get anything?
Yeah, they get what they can out of the company, but after that, when it's gone, it's gone.
Mm.
Yeah, so... tough deal there. I'm talking through a commercial break, so we're going to get a break in right here. We're going to talk a little bit about art and what's happening tomorrow, as well as the Washington County Fair. The art fair is only a week away. Holy smokes, we got a lot going on.
I know. Love it.
We'll be right back.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's News Talk Leader.
Welcome back. I'm Andy. If you want to call and be part of the show, we always welcome your texts and phone calls. You can text me at 467-5842. That's my cell phone. Or you can call us at 673-5890. And then the first voice you hear will be this.
Hello.
That's it.
Thanks for calling the Andy Griffin Show.
That is mellow. The dulcet tones of one melody.
Dulcet. I need to look that up. Dulcet. I don't know what that means.
Calming.
Oh, thank you.
The calming tones. Yes. So, okay. I've got tickets to give away, but I'm going to wait. I know you're like, wait, come on, man. First of all, I don't have Lone Star tickets. I'm sorry, I did not get any free Lone Star tickets, but I do have the American Freedom Celebration concert with Nathan Pacheco. Yeah, he's coming mm-hmm. all the way across the country to be with you. Also, Lisa Hawkman, Seg Miller will perform. That is Tuesday night. So on Tuesday, I'm going to give those tickets away.
Mm-hmm.
I have six. On Wednesday is Lee Greenwood.
Oh, I
have
him.
Tickets to Lee Greenwood.
Oh,
I'm going to
dog.
Give away on Wednesday. And then Thursday and Friday is the American 250 pageant written by Sam Payne, and I'll have tickets to both Thursday's and Friday's shows of that.
Nice.
So the only thing that I don't have is Lone Star on Monday and the Demolition Derby on Saturday.
Oh.
But I got tickets for everything else. So we're going to give those away, and should be an incredible week next week.
Fun times. Everything's around town. Have
yeah.
fun.
So the county, Washington County Fair started yesterday. It started today. My bad. Started today. It goes tomorrow all the way through next Saturday. Also next weekend is
Art Festival?
Art Festival. That was the word of festival. The St. George Art Festival, which is for those of us, I was coming to the Art Festival before I lived here. I've been coming to the Art Festival. Oh, yeah. I've been coming to the Art Festival. I think it's 40 years old or 38 or something. I forget the number. But I've been coming here to the Art Festival in St. George for as long as I can remember. And that's a long, long day.
Yeah. And also, there's the Highland Games today.
Right, across the street from here, Sandtown Park. They're already setting up. They got a little netting up and fences, and they got stuff. That is Scottish. So if you have Scottish heritage, you might enjoy this kind of thing. If you don't have Scottish heritage, you can still go.
Right.
Enjoy the booths and have some fun. And the I think it's called the Tabor tossing. That's the big, long logs. And you see how far you can throw. Mello, I am not going to do that. But
no, you should, though. I bet you could throw it really far.
I think I could. The problem would be the pain involved after with my back.
Oh, so, no, that's not good.
Yeah.
But that's from 4 to 8:30 is the strongman. And then the Highland Games, it says from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Today.
11th. Today's the 11th.
Today is the 11th. It doesn't look like they're ready to go, but I guess they got an hour to get ready. I don't know.
Well, it was an hour ago they were supposed to, it says. No, tomorrow 9 to 12. I lied. I'm sorry. Today 4 to 8, tomorrow 9 to 4.
There we go. Okay, 4 to 8 on Friday and 9 to 4 a.m. throughout the day on Saturday. Okay.
Yeah. I love to go over there. They always have good food, too.
Do you have any Scottish heritage?
Yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. I don't. You're a little William Wallace in you?
William Wallace. Finlayson.
Freedom.
Yeah. It's Finlayson, I think, or Finlayson. I don't know where it came.
I wrote a story yesterday about, this is a real quick, I wanted to touch on this before we go. And, by the way, Art Around the Corner. So tomorrow, I want to mention that tomorrow, 9 o'clock is the Washington County Fair Parade in downtown St. George.
Mm.
And then at 10 o'clock, they have the unveiling of all the sculptures downtown. And the artists will be there with their sculptures.
Aww.
So they'll have the artists, so you can talk to them. They'll have live music, and they'll have refreshments, light refreshments, from 10 to 12 tomorrow morning.
And that's downtown, just on the boulevard?
Yep, right there. The Ancestor Square and Main Street and all that stuff, all the cool new sculptures, and there will be dragons.
That's fantastic.
Real quick, 3 minutes, I'm just going to talk about this. I wrote a story on 890kdxu.com. A new study says hearing loss can increase your risk of heart failure. They found that those who termed themselves as having mild hearing issues had a 15% increased risk of heart failure. Those who termed themselves to have it poor hearing have a 28% increased risk of heart failure. Now, they said why? How is hearing loss related to heart failure? The experts came up with two possible reasons. Number one is isolation. If you don't hear well, and I have family members who don't hear well, they feel isolated at times because they might be in a room full of people talking to each other. They can't hear most of it.
Yeah.
And it kind of sucks sitting there watching everybody smile and laugh and talk, and you can't participate. I would say I would be in that first category, mild hearing loss right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I've experienced that because there are certain tones, certain voices that are harder to hear than others, and certain people.
Or background noise can affect it.
People whisper, that's hard to hear. And so isolation was one of them. The other theory that these experts came up with was maybe hearing loss. When you have hearing loss, a lot of the capillaries, the little blood vessels around your ears, are decaying, and they say maybe it's part of the whole system, the circulatory system with the heart, and that is perhaps maybe why the two are related.
Oh, okay.
So could
be.
See
that.
I tend to lean toward the more of the isolation thing because I see I've experienced it firsthand myself that you do feel sometimes isolated. If we were talking with a lady the other night, and my wife and I, and she was a soft talker. She didn't talk.
That's better than a close talker, though.
And that's true. But she asked me two or three times. She asked me questions two or three times. And I had to look at my wife and have her either answer for me or interpret for me because I could not hear this lady. It was tough. And that's frustrating. And she wasn't intentionally being quiet, I couldn't hear her. She just didn't know, you know.
Yeah.
And I couldn't. We were in a situation I couldn't really explain to her that I don't hear as well and that she needed to speak up a little, but it was frustrating.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. And sometimes, you know, if there's a lot of background noise, I have a harder time to hear. So I just like nod and laugh when you're supposed to laugh and nobody knows.
Yeah, yeah. Be careful if you, I don't want to be a pirate, little Seinfeld clip, right? If you're a soft talker and you agree to something, but I know that like everybody, I mean, hearing aids are getting better and better and better, but a lot of times if you're in a noisy atmosphere like a restaurant or something, you turn your hearing aid up and guess what? It turns all the noise up too besides the person you're talking to. You also get all that background noise too.
Right.
So it's not necessarily a better way to go. hopefully they'll figure that all out by the time that I really need them. So.
Exactly.
Mello, we've used it up. We're out of time.
Oh, man, that went fast.
Again, Fair Parade tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, and then Art Around the Corner reveal and talk with the artists and listen to music and eat some food tomorrow at 10 o'clock, downtown St. George. Maybe you'll see me. If you see me there, see Mello there, say hi.
Hello.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you on Monday.